ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza. Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
Don Picos and the Rib Shack.
Yeah, sure. Why didn't you say so in the first place? All you had to do was explain it to me.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
Oh, that guy sure cuts away the tinsel, don't he?
And the WBO.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer whose work can be seen 24-7 on the web at ringtalk.com. For the next hour, of course, tonight, we'll talk boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA, of course, UFC 130 coming up this Saturday from Las Vegas. We'll have Slam and Sammy Perez to talk about that. And, of course, my man Roy Jones. Lots of stuff to talk about Roy Jones Jr. Of course, the 1988 Olympic silver medalist. You remember the 1988 Olympics? He was robbed, like they put a gun to his head in Korea and gave the fight to a Korean when he won the fight hands down. So we'll talk about Roy Jones and his career and where it's went tonight. And I think you'll find it a little bit funny and a little bit sad at the same time. And we'll also bring one of the true characters of boxing. No question about that. I'm talking about Johnny Boz, booking agent formerly was Madison Square Garden. He was a big Apple staple in New York City for boxing. Of course, he worked with the late Flash Gordon. I said the late Flash Gordon. He's not dead yet, but he really hasn't written in like almost 20 years, so you might as well consider Malcolm Flash Gordon dead. Anyway, the bottom line is Boz will be here. Ricky, of course, Ricky Ricardo of Ricky Sports Bar is going to host UFC 130 this Saturday night beginning at 6 o'clock. He'll be here as well. So lots of guests. We do have open phone lines, toll-free all across America. It won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Under all conditions, your mind all of the time. So wonderful, so marvelous. Girl, you're everything to me. And you're super fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're fabulous, to say the least.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The famous Rib Shack. San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and, like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Be
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Hard as hustle, anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
12 and a half, make that 13 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network and Worldwide on the fabulous Internet at SportsBylineNumber1.com. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, often imitated but never duplicated. Speaking of a guy that's often imitated but never duplicated, my next guest is one of my outstanding writers. At ringtalk.com, he comes to us from the City of Angels. He is none other than Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
Not much. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Did you hear that Roy Jones rejoinder there?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, so basically that was 5 years ago. The same thing happened this past Saturday night, didn't it?
Yeah, and it was pretty sad because a lot of people expected that Roy Jones was going to get knocked out. And unfortunately, most people's predictions came true, and
yeah, but not,
it was pretty brutal.
Yeah, but
it was
probably
more brutal than I expected. But I mean, every time Roy Jones gets hit with a solid punch, I mean, it's like he short circuits and he goes to sleep.
Well, here was the story on Roy Jones. He was in the 1988 Olympic Trials over in Concord, California, and Ray Leonard and I had dinner together one night over in Concord. And this was during the Olympic trials, and Michael Carabao was sitting at a table about a couple tables away from us, of course, the former future world champion and now the former world champion and the 1988 silver medalist. Anyway, he told me, he says, I said, what's up with Roy? I said, Roy's the guy you guys all are after. He goes, man, I ain't so hot on Roy. I go, why is that? He goes, Roy has been knocked out in the gym cold with big gloves on, man. Roy don't have a good chin. I said, what are you trying to say? He goes, he relies on his speed and his reflexes, Pedro. He goes, once that goes, I said, and he gets hit on his chin, it's going to be goodnight Irene, man. Ray Leonard predicted this in 1988. That's like 23 years ago, and I think he was right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to say he's right. And I think Roy Jones in his career, I remember when he fought John Ruiz and he beat Ruiz. And if he would have retired at that point, I mean, a lot of people were saying that he was the greatest of all time and all these accolades that he was getting. And, I mean, in reality, it's really hard to give him that type of credit, even at that time, because, I mean, all the opponents he had beaten at that time were James Toney and Bernard Hopkins, and it was definitely a much younger and less skilled version of Hopkins. And everybody knows James Toney killed himself to make 168 pounds at that time. But I think what we saw was once Jones did lose his reflexes, that he had to stand and trade, and he didn't have the chin to be able to sustain it against top fighters.
So he's been knocked out, like, what, five or six times now? Danny Green knocked him out. This Russian knocked him out the other night. He was knocked out by Tarver. He was knocked out by Johnson. Did I miss a knockout there?
I think you pretty much covered it. And probably a couple other times he could have came close to being knocked out, but he made the distance.
You know, it's sad, too, because, you know, I remember what Roy Jones Sr., his father, told me. The first time Roy gets his butt whipped, it's over. The first time Roy loses big, it's over. And, of course, I remember covering a Roy Jones fight back in I think it was April of 1992. We were in Reno, Nevada, and I was doing the television for the Ray Boom Boom Mancini-Greg Haugen fight. Of course, Haugen ended up winning by a knockout. That's another story for another day, but that's at ringtalk.com right now, a story about Roy Jones and Al Bernstein, folks. So if you want to check that out on the website, I think that story will sort of blow your mind as to what Al Bernstein is really about and what Roy Jones is really about. But it really tells a story about Mr. Al Boxing Bernstein. But anyway, Roy
Jones. Pedro, something I wanted to bring up in comparison to Roy Jones, just to make a comparison here, is Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali was always known for doing things in an unconventional way. He got behind his reflexes, his speed. And I think that's what made Ali so great. When he actually lost his reflexes, he realized that Muhammad Ali, he wasn't just a great flashy fighter who relied on his speed. He had a chance. And yeah. he could go toe-to-toe, and he could win fights that way. And unfortunately for Ali, he stuck around a little too long, and I think the same thing can be said about Roy Jones.
Okay. But on this particular evening, as I said, I think it was April 1992, Roy Jones knocked out Art Serrano, and I was doing the running around the arena with a microphone, interviewing people like James Conner, the Godfather, and different fighters before and after fights and this and that. And when he knocked out Art Serrano, Art Serrano's eyes, and Art Serrano lives across the bay here in San Francisco in Marin County, and he was a sparring partner of mine, or I sparred with him on the way up and on the way down as well. And his eyes rolled back in his head. So having seen a fighter die a few years earlier in Rico Velasquez in San Jose, California, and that's the way Rico died, his eyes rolled back in his head, and he was dead. I figure for sure the Grim Reaper had struck twice, at least in my presence right then and there, and that Art Serrano was dead. Of course, Art Serrano recovered, woke up a few minutes later. And then you think about Roy Jones knocking out Murky Sosa, and Virgil Hill, especially with that body shot and breaking a couple of ribs. I mean, at one point in time, Roy really was, even though his lack of chin was always, his chin was always suspect, he was a special athlete.
Yeah, I think he was a special athlete. I think the facts with Roy Jones, which bothered me the most, not to be negative, because obviously in Roy Jones's time, I mean, he looked unbeatable. I mean, guys couldn't touch him. He could do whatever he wanted with him. Unfortunately, at certain times when he got in the ring, when he knew he had a guy that couldn't do nothing to him, he wouldn't take any chances. He wouldn't get guys out of there. He was getting paid millions of dollars to fight on HBO against
hobos,
cab drivers, and off-duty policemen. So just really hard to give Jones the credit, like I was in my assessment earlier in comparison to Muhammad Ali. You see what a fighter is truly made of when he loses the reflexes and some of the physical and natural gifts that he gets when he gets a little older.
But when I think
a fighter comes out.
Kevin Perry's our guest, folks. He, of course, he's a featured writer at ringtalk.com. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. But what Roy did was, when Roy was in his prime, Roy fought stiffs. And when you fight stiffs in your prime, you lose your edge. You're not competitively sharp anymore because you're just going through the motions. Guys like Ricky Frazier, an off-duty policeman you mentioned, and a few other guys. But I think that's where Roy wasted his prime, was he wasted his prime fighting stiffs when he could have fought great guys. But then again, you know, like one booking agent put a comment on my website regarding Roy Jones at ringtalk.com, Roy's chin was always suspect.
Well, yeah, and I think Roy Jones does get some unnecessary criticism in a lot of ways because, I mean, if you really think about it, of all the guys who were in the division at the time, light heavyweight, maybe super middleweight, you could have criticized them for not sticking around long enough to fight guys like Chris Eubank and Nigel Benn. But at the same time, at his light heavyweight, I mean, he fought every top opponent out there. Maybe made Mike McCallum wait a little bit too long to get a shot, but
a little too long.
McCallum were good buddies, and You know, McCallum got his biggest payday, I think about $1 million at that time. So, you know, he was kind of doing him a favor to really give him a shot at the title when he was probably 40 years old at that point.
I thought he carried
Jones. Jones fought everybody that he could have, I think, and for the most part.
Good enough. Kev, when's your next piece at RinkTalk.com? First up, let's talk. I got about 30 seconds. Tell me about this prospect you wrote about this morning.
Oh, this guy is he's half Ukrainian, and his dad's from Sierra Leone, which is in West Africa.
And his name
is? His name's Ismail Salak. He's a light heavyweight, great hand speed, great punching power. He's 16-0, 13 KOs. He's definitely a guy to watch. He was on ESPN in March. Looks spectacular. He's got all the tools with a little bit more seasoning. I think any of these guys out there, I mean, he's going to give them a run for their money, and he's entertaining to watch.
You heard it from the expert, folks. KP, Kevin Perry of RinkTalk.com. Kev, all the best to you.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, open phone lines coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, we talk MMA with Slammin' Sammy.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Little Oakland stroke there. The Tower of Power coming to town June 15th and June 16th at the San Mateo County Fair. I think tickets are like $6. Imagine seeing Tower of Power for $6. So it reminds me back in the day when we were going to Keystone Berkeley with Frank Magdaleno and the late Roberto Magdaleno and Hector Martinez were paying like $8 or $10 to go see them back in the day. That was like in the early 1970s. But Tower of Power, T.O.P., the house band, in the house, San Mateo County Fair, June 15th and 16th, showtime, 8 o'clock p.m. Of course, I'll have Emilio Castillo, the band leader, on in the next couple of weeks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the line from Sin City, Las Vegas, is a man that covers MMA at ringtalk.com. He is an expert, a connoisseur in the world of mixed martial arts, no question about that. I'm talking about Slammin' Sammy Perez. What's up, Slammin' Sam?
Hey, Joe, I'm good. The reception's a little bad. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Sam, reception's not too bad, man. That sounds pretty good. So tell me, what's happening in Vegas? Is it hot?
Oh, it's hot. It's about 94 degrees right now, although it's a little in the early evening, so there's a slight breeze. I'm actually outside of Extreme Couture, Randy Couture's MMA gym. I just finished catching the pro practice here.
Okay, so is Couture done? Speaking of Randy Couture, he lost a couple of weeks ago. Is he finished for sure?
Yeah, he's pretty much done. I mean, it's not so much that he was forced out as much as he pretty much has made a decision. It's time for him to move on. And he's got other ventures that he's working with, obviously, outside of the sport, and including movies. So he's fine. He don't have no problems.
Okay,
he walked out on his own terms. So
okay, before we get to UFC 130, we're talking with Slammin' Sammy Perez about MMA, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about the Bellator 4 series. It's over, the season. It's over. Pretty good season this year on MTV2.
I thought so. As a matter of fact, the last few weeks when they went unopposed, as far as MMA is concerned, and even with having to deal with the NBA Finals, they drew some really big numbers the last couple of weeks. I thought that they started out like a ball of fire. They slowed down a little bit. But then again, though, they had to deal with March Madness and a couple of UFC cards. But for the most part, the season was successful. The ratings were good. And they're looking to come back strong in midsummer, late June, early July with season 5.
All right. And so Bellator, when's that going to start again?
I'm sorry, Pedro. I missed you on that one.
That's okay.
Can you repeat that, please?
Listen, you got to tell those airplanes to stop flying by us, okay? Now, I know McCarran Field's right there, and you're staying there in Las Vegas, but you got to tell those people just to stop the airplane just for a few minutes. No, I'm just kidding.
It was either this or stay inside and get the sound of punches pounding the bag. And if it was one or two guys, that'd be one thing. But there's a lot of guys in there training, so I don't know which one would be worse.
I imagine Team Couture is a magnificent gym, and, of course, a lot of people follow the great Randy Couture, the former heavyweight champion of the UFC, and, of course, a light heavyweight champion as well. Now, UFC 130, talk to me about that. That's why you're in town. What's happening with UFC 130?
Well, the main event will be Matt the Hammer Hamill, light heavyweight at 205. He's fighting the former light heavyweight champion Quentin Rampage Jackson. Hamill currently is the underdog in this fight, and for good reason. If Rampage catches you, he can put you to sleep. I am one of the chosen few that am picking Hamill to actually defeat Rampage in this fight. I think that Rashad Evans laid the blueprint against Rampage last year as a wrestler on how to beat him. And although Rampage can put Hamill to sleep with one shot, I think he can avoid catching that shot and eventually just taking down Rampage and grinding out a decision. That's my pick.
Is Rampage nuttier than a fruitcake?
Excuse me?
Is Rampage nuttier than a fruitcake? I mean, I remember the last couple of years ago when we talked about this before, when they had that slow police chase, that O.J. Simpson-like chase there through L.A., when they were following him around, and he was dragging this 25-foot billboard of himself around, a picture of him. You knew who was driving the car. It was Rampage Jackson, Quentin Rampage Jackson. But is he nutty?
I don't think so. I mean, we talked about this before. I don't think nutty's the right word. I think the word may be eccentric. But I think technically and discreetly, he's a really intelligent guy. But sometimes he gets moody, I think is a good way to put it. And he's not a guy that sits in his ways for a long period of time. So, you know, he goes around in circles, and you never know, like, what side of the pillow he's going to wake up on, you know, right side or wrong side. So that's I think that's the best way to describe him.
You know, I thought he was could have been like the Muhammad Ali of MMA. He was such a great speaker, a good mic man. And then I watched him, of course, do his thing over there in Pride, and he was slamming people and killing, nearly breaking their necks when he was killing people in Pride. But then he came to UFC, he had his real bright spot there, and then he sort of got fat and sort of got soft and faded away. Is he rock hard for this fight?
Somebody, I have not seen him personally this week, but I did get insider that told me they just saw him a couple of days ago. He's looking extremely lean, they said, that he's looking as good as they've seen him in a while. So I expect him to come in strong for this fight. He won his last fight against Lyoto Machida in November. It was kind of lackluster. It wasn't that he did anything bad. You know, Machida's kind of hard to fight. He's a defensive counterpuncher. But fact of the matter is, Rampage has a lot to offer. The one thing about Rampage, as eccentric as he is, and as hard as he is to predict or narrow down, he is a fan favorite. People cater to this guy. People gravitate to him. There's something about him. When you go to the weigh-ins, which I'll be at tomorrow, the ovation that he gets just at the weigh-ins, let alone the fights, is unbelievable.
Good enough. We're talking with Slamming Sammy Perez, folks. Of course, he's picking Matt Hamill to beat Quentin Jackson in the main event this Saturday night, which begins at 6 p.m. Pacific time in Las Vegas. And we'll talk with Ricky Ricardo, Ricky Sports Theater, in just a couple of minutes regarding his broadcast of the pay-per-view, the closed-circuit television on the big high-def screens over there in San Leandro, California. Tell me, what's the best fight on the undercard?
Oh, without question, Miguel Torres against Demetrius Johnson. We're talking about two bantamweights, 135-pounders. The fight's going to be on Spike TV. I'm surprised it didn't make the main card. But without question, in my eyes, this is the fight to look for. These guys are going to go nonstop. Demetrius Johnson's a wrestler. Miguel Torres, former World Extreme Cage Fighting Bantamweight Champion, jiu-jitsu guy, great striker. This is the fight that I think can actually win Fight of the Night. Although, that said, Thiago Alves against Rick Story on the undercard of the pay-per-view. Welterweight fight, 170 pounds. Another barn burner to look out for.
Folks, the preview is up. Slamming Sammy Perez's preview is up of UFC 130. Of course, he did the Bellator Season 4 review as well. That's all. Both articles are up at ringtalk.com right now. And, of course, facebook.com/ringtalk. Sammy, have a good weekend, man. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Pedro. Sorry if the reception was a little bad.
Don't worry about the reception, man. Just tell those airplanes next time they've got to suspend flight. It's like when Pedro's on the phone, it's like when the president's in town. No airplanes fly.
Well, next time I should be at home, so we'll be good.
Talk to you soon, brother.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We go from Sin City, Las Vegas to San Leandro, California, folks, and bring in the man that runs Ricky Sports Theater, of course, the number two ranked sports bar in all of America, according to the Sports Illustrated magazine, and they should know because that's their thing, Mr. Ricky Ricardo. What's up, Big Rick?
Hey, Pedro, how you doing?
Pretty good. We just got done talking about UFC 130. Now, the fights are going to start what time of your place?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, you're going to show the prelims?
Show the prelims.
That'll be on. Those will be on Spike TV, then the main event, I mean the pay-per-view card
starts at
6.
Right, okay. You got it. Should be lots of fun. It's always, you know, your comments on that one about Rampage is always a popular, real popular guy. So he's an interesting guy, you know. You never know what's going to happen.
Okay, Ricky, of course, runs Ricky Sports Theater, folks. They are a few blocks off of East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. And you can check them out at rickys.com. I don't know how he came up with that, stole that URL, because I'm sure a lot of people wanted it. But rickys.com will give you the entire schedule as far as his sports schedule and the NBA playoffs and Buster Posey's leg being broken. You see, that's a bit of a shock, the Giants catcher being out for an entire year, huh?
Yeah, that's a real blow. Those things happen, you know. You stand on the plate, you know, you're like in the middle of the freeway. You never know what's going to happen.
Never know what's going to happen. How much are we charging to get into UFC 130?
$15.
That's a pretty good deal. $15. And, of course, you've got the feature Willie Brown steak sandwiches, which I love, which is the greatest with that
favorite salad.
That's my favorite, no question about that. And, of course, the double shot of Crown for $8, folks. It is a fantastic menu. The menu's great. The people are great. The environment's great. The place will be packed. You will never, ever get a closed-circuit event like you do when you go see the UFC at Ricky's. Of course, we had the Manny Pacquiao-Shane Mosley fight a couple of weeks ago over there, and the fight didn't live up to its expectations in a lot of people's mind. But these UFC events, they're like rock concerts, aren't they, Rick?
Exactly, yeah. It's amazing. You know, it's lots of fun, lots of action, and lots of energy, and we'll have a great time.
Good enough. Ricky's, folks, give them a call at 510-352-0200. That's 510-352-0200. 0200, or check them out online at rickys.com. First fight, 5 o'clock p.m. this Saturday night, folks. That's right, at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Rick, say hello to your lovely wife, and I shall talk, and Sergio, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, Pedro. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, little tower of power bringing us to the break, folks. Don't forget, if you need to move out of the Bay Area, around the Bay Area, anything like that, Route 66 Moving is the way to go. Route66Moving.com, 1-877-MY-MOVE. We'll talk about them a little bit later in tonight's show. Next up will be Johnny Boz, a true character, a Damon Runyon type of character in the world of boxing. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Speaking of Tower of Power, I do some writing for them, and you check me out at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board, Pedro's Song of the Month. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Oh, the people be bumping at Bob Shack. The joint be jumping at Bob Shack. The mama be humming at Bob Shack.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and, like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
I'd like you to meet, perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, the next world's champion of the Lexington YMCA, a grand young man. I hope the next champion of the United States. Why not? Cassius Clay.
Well, he has been lifting weights.
Surprised to learn, you know, because I've gone along with the cliche, you know, that you're all a product of poetry and everything, but I didn't know that you were United States Olympic boxing champ.
Flies on the phone together, but Johnny Boz on the line from Florida. Before I go to Johnny Boz, I want to mention that yesterday was the 46th anniversary of the Ali Listen 2 fight, and that was one hell of a fight. Of course, that was the Phantom Punch, the Anchor Punch, call it what you want. And, of course, that prior little spiel we had, there was Ali Liberace and Jack Parr from The Tonight Show back in 1963. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to Clearwater, Florida, I believe. Is that where you at, John, in Clearwater?
Yeah.
How's life in Clearwater?
I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, John, Roy Jones Jr. got drilled the other night. I know he owes a few bucks to the IRS, man. Is that it for him? Can he finally just, like, walk away, or is he going to continue?
God, you know, I don't know. I mean, to me, this is a tragedy more than anything.
Well, you know, I talked with Kevin Perry a little bit earlier, and I talked about how Ray Leonard analyzed him in the summer of 1988 at the Olympic Trials in Concord, California. He told me that Roy had a soft chin, and the first time Roy was touched on his chin, Roy would go. And I said, "How do you know that, Ray?" He goes, "I had a guy in the gym. I think it was JD. I can't remember what JD's last name was, but one of Leonard's guys." And he was in the gym with Roy down there in Florida. And Roy got hit with the big gloves on the pillows and got knocked out cold in the gym. So they suspected his chin back in 1988. And that's why Roy wasn't so heavily recruited by Ray Leonard. Because remember, Ray Leonard was trying to sign everybody up back in 88?
I remember, but I tell you what, I was also down here.
Okay, so analyze Roy Jones the fighter. You know, was he a great fighter or was he a fighter?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely?
You know, look, I don't know that you can compare fighters after 1990 to fighters before.
Why is that? Because of the juice?
Because they took the gyms out of the ghettos.
Good point. Good point. We're talking with Johnny Boz, folks. He and I have also often discussed the decline of boxing in this country, and we think that the one of the main reasons where they took the gyms out of the ghettos and the amateur program went to headgears and became...
It's too expensive for... You know, look, the hungry kids always made the best fighters, Pedro. You know that.
Still that way now.
You don't have hungry kids because they can't afford to go to the gyms.
What's the cost? What's the cost now? You got shoes.
In New York, I think it's like $100 a month.
Wow.
So if you take a 13-year-old kid, the only way he's going to get out of the ghetto, the only way he's going to get that $100 a month is if he's slinging. And if he's slinging, he's going to be making money. And if he's making money, he's not going to want to fight.
Mm. Got a good point there. Johnny Boz, our guest, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He can answer just about any question there is in the world of boxing. He is a boxing historian, a noted boxing historian, a collector of memorabilia, and he goes back to the days of Malcolm Flash Gordon and before that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Speaking of Flash, Malcolm Gordon, I published one of his articles a couple of weeks ago on the website, ringtalk.com. Is he still living in Queens?
As far back as I know, he was a few years ago. I had been told he was still there. Somebody, in fact, I think it was Eric Botcher, got something from him on eBay.
That's interesting. I'm surprised.
Under a different name he had.
Yeah, well, Malcolm was always a, shall we say, strange character?
A little bit.
a little bit. Now, did you...
I was the first guy ever to bring him to the gym.
So when he started...
I was around before Flash was.
Okay. So when he started that boxing newsletter, tonight's boxing newsletter, tonight's boxing program, whatever it was called, and Flash Gordon's newsletter, you, Jack Obermeyer, and him. Who
Obermeyer came in about a year later.
Okay, who hustled? Who used to hustle that outside of Madison Square Garden? Who were the hustlers?
First it was me and Flash.
Yeah.
Then Majeski came.
Don Majeski, the booking agent.
But an amazing thing. Do you know who actually started that newsletter with Flash?
Who?
The one who came to him with the idea.
Talk to me.
An ex-welterweight named Antonio Marcia from Argentina and Leroy Neiman.
Leroy Neiman, of course, the great sports artist, the man that's done so many Sports Illustrated covers, so many boxing program covers. Is Leroy still alive?
As far as I know, he is.
He always had that funny mustache. You know, if he was in the Castro here in San Francisco, they'd say that mustache looked a little gay, but I knew he wasn't.
No, I've seen him around some beauties all his life.
I know, he's a chick magnet.
Yep.
He always has been. All right, speaking of chick magnets, not really, but Chris Arreola is going to fight tomorrow. All right, but Chris Arreola is going to fight tomorrow night on ESPN2. That's really the main boxing match this weekend. Of course, UFC 130 taking over the stage this Saturday night with Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro showing the first fight at 5 o'clock. That'll be on Spike TV. The pay-per-view starts at 6 o'clock. He's charging $15 to get in. Pedro will be there. No question about that. That's rickys.com. But Chris Arreola, he's trying to get his weight down. He fought at 238 last time. Was like his second lightest weight as a pro. His heaviest was 263. But even if he was to get disciplined, is there the talent there? He was a noted amateur.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, when I first seen him when he first turned pro, for the life of me, I could not understand why Al Haymon was messing around with him.
Okay,
I wouldn't have given you 25 cents for him. Then I seen him a couple of years later, and he was down at like 232 or 233. That's when he was knocked out Witherspoon, Chaz Witherspoon, and a couple of other guys all in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked to be a tremendous prospect. Then all of a sudden he lets his weight go back up and...
Didn't he fight
from there.
Didn't he fight like as an amateur at 165?
I heard 178. He might have fought
178, yes, sir. 178. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, he What can I say? I had him on the show about a year ago, and I think we can replay the interview sometime if we want. But he talked about training on burritos and beer, and I sort of laughed. I said, but, you know, I said, you're joking, of course, but a lot of people think that maybe you're telling the truth. He goes, no, I trained diligently. Well, obviously, he wasn't training too diligently when he came in the ring, a big fat tub of lard against Vitaly Klitschko. Now, people like Kirk Johnson, who I think you had some ties with, and Areola, here they are offered a chance at sport's most prestigious prize, the World Heavyweight Championship. How in the hell can you show up fat and out of shape?
Well, if you're talking about the Klitschko fight, there was an excuse for that one.
And what was that?
If you remember, he was supposed to fight Lennox Lewis.
Okay.
In June.
Okay.
And he tore his pectoral muscle.
All right.
And they had told, the doctors told him he should not even be back in the gym until December. And then they accepted a fight with him for Klitschko in December.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back into the gym and right away tore the muscle and wanted to pull out of the fight. And he was told if he pulled out again, he would never get back on TV.
Do you know who,
so
do,
he couldn't even train for that.
Do you know who made that threat?
No, I don't.
Okay, his promoters were Dan Goose, and I don't know if Dan would make that type of a threat. But interesting. Chris Areola tomorrow night headlining on, of course, ESPN2. Right now, boxing is in a bit of a doldrum, and I think you attribute it the best, Johnny, to the fact that there are no gyms in the ghetto, and hungry fighters come out of the ghetto.
Yeah, well, there's no American boxers anymore.
And that's all because of the lack of the horrible amateur program and the fact that gyms cost $100 a month?
Yeah.
Because I remember when I went to Billy Newman's gym here in San Francisco, Billy never charged us as kids.
No, amateurs never paid to train.
Only the pros paid.
Yeah. And that was like 15 a month or something, wasn't it?
$10 a month.
Yeah.
$10 a month. All right. We've got some big fights coming up in the next few weeks, Johnny Boz. Can I get you back in a couple weeks to talk some more boxing?
Oh, absolutely.
You're the great man, the great Johnny Boz, folks. You got a lot. You still selling stuff on eBay?
Well, I haven't for the last month. I got a show next week. Okay. You know, I'm doing at the Hard Rock in Florida, in Hollywood. So, you know, I've been working on that.
All right, all the best. You're the best matchmaker in all of boxing history, folks. The great Johnny Boz. Thank you, John.
Hey, you take care.
All right. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Check it, 57 minutes past the hour. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Route66Moving.com. That's Route66Moving.com. Of course, they'll move you around the Bay Area. They'll move you from here to L.A., from here to San Diego. They have offices both here and in San Diego. They offer state-of-the-art moving trucks. I mean, they offer blankets. They wrap your stuff in bubble wrap, plastic wrap, you name it. They took great care of my antique pinball machines, which I consider priceless, folks, are 50 and 60 years old. So if you want to move, if you're moving the Bay Area or you're in San Diego or L.A., give Nick at Route66Moving.com a call, or you can go to Route66Moving.com for a free quote online. But their toll-free number is 1-877-666-9668. That's 1-877-666-9668. Route 66, that's Route66Moving.com, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to say hello to some of my people out there. Last night I was so proud of this young lady at the Conservatory of Vocal Arts over in Oakland, California, Melina Kay. She came out there and she did her thing. This is the future Aretha Franklin from the Bay Area, folks. She is an amazing, amazing vocalist, an amazing performer, and I love her like a daughter, so I wish her the very best. Want to say hello to Lisa. Want to say hello to Nurse Nancy. My dearest Auntie Julie, suffering from Parkinson's down there in South San Francisco, not feeling all that well, and I'm going to go spend some time with her tomorrow and eat her fabulous spaghetti. I remember when I lost about 45 pounds and got sick in the 1990s. Her spaghetti is what brought me back to life. So, Auntie Julie, I love you. And, of course, I want to say hello to my lovely daughter, the intelligent one, the articulate one, the smart ass that she is, Jacqueline Fernandez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, our next edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. In addition to the Internet, will be on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time this Saturday for another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you are brought to you in part by all of my lovely sponsors. If you're in the Bay Area, I hope you get a chance to spend some time with some of them. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, I want to thank my producer for the night because he kept things going. I'm talking about Mr. Jerry Burke. Until then, peace, love, and lots of respect.